Dan, I know that we just had an interview with the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota, and that really touches your heart in a very special way. Would you tell us about that?
I will, and I know it touches yours and your wife, Cheryl, bless her heart. Think of what it would be like if you walked into the room where your father is or your mother, and she looks up at you and she says, who are you? What's all this? What's going on?
Yeah.
And then you explain. And then 30 seconds later, who are you? The heartbreak that you experience, as well as seeing a beautiful, healthy person losing their awareness, their memory, their life. And you watch this happen. I want to fix this problem with research and to help these people who are suffering.
It's so vital, folks, to just go to mybobcountry.com, hit the donate button. Now, tell me about your mom. She was on CCO for years.
Yes, she was. And I know you love Charlie's Cafe Exceptionnel, the big nightclub of the Twin Cities.
Oh.
She was hired to be the lead vocalist in front of the Charlie's Cafe Orchestra. And WCC Radio Management heard her and hired her. And
wonderful.
So she was on the air all through the 1940s into the early 50s, singing the big band tunes every afternoon on WCCO's Dara Aldrich show. And then she would come on at Charlie's to sing in the evening.
Mm.
And Joyce Lamont of WCCO would often babysit for my brother Dave and I while Mom was at Charlie's Cafe in the evenings. That's her history. She is at a wonderful, wonderful place in St. Louis Park called the Estates of St. Louis Park in the Alzheimer's Unit.
Is Jake available to talk to us from her facility?
Well, I hope so. Hey, Jake Hyten.
Yep. You're a caregiver, Jake.
I know.
Well, God bless the caregivers, the 16 million or more.
Oh, yes.
That are caregiving for folks with memory loss, Alzheimer's, dementia. And where are you? Are you in Mrs. Hertzgard's room right now?
Yes, I am sitting with her right now.
Wow.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mama. I just broke an FCC regulation there, by the way.
Does she have a radio where she can hear her son?
Yep, we have a radio playing in her room right now, too.
That's good. I'll bet it's confusing for her, Chuck and Jake, but I'll bet she can hear our voices and is probably smiling right now.
She's listening.
Well, that's great. And we want to play a song for her as well.
Yep.
But I just want to thank you as a caregiver for all the hard work, all the sacrifice, all of the love that you give everyone that you come in contact with and caregive to and for.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're a remarkable man. Would you tell her that her son is playing an old WCCO standard for her?
I will tell her.
We're going to play Summer Wind by the chairman of the board.
Okay.
Thank you, Jake.
From Hoboken, New Jersey, here he is, folks.
Rockin'.
On the Summer Surprise on Bob FM, it's Sinatra.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. Warm summer wind. The summer wind.
Well, she's 100 years old, and they had the radio turned up nice and loud in her facility, and so we hope that Mrs. Hertzgard was able to hear that. Dan, I hope that was good for you to be able to play that for her.
It was wonderful. Rita Brockhoff, nurse manager over at the Estates of St. Louis Park, and the wonderful administrator and leader, Talia Pletcher. These people have such heart, such patience, such dedication, and I am just so moved, and I want to help them.
I hope we just did.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
So I hope we could get some funds for Alzheimer's and find a cure. You know, just go to mybobcountry.com, click on the donate button, and give as much as you possibly can. Thank you, Hertz.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.